Hello, my name is Eli Fisher and I'm here to show you how to restore an Azure SQL database using Point-in-Time Restore with the Azure PowerShell. The first thing I wanted to mention is that with all service tiers, we automatically take backups of your database. And the best part is, there's no additional cost for retaining the backup copies of your database. It's just built in. Now let's begin. First, we will need to get the database we want to restore. To do this, we will use the Get Azure SQL Database command. You'll need to specify the server name where the database is located, and the database name of the database you want to restore. After we select our database, we can begin our restore. To do this, we will use the Start Azure SQL Database Restore command. For Point-in-Time Restore, you will need to specify the source database you want to restore, the target database name of the database you are restoring to, and the point in time you want to restore to. I would like to note I store what is returned by this command into a variable called RestoreRequest. This variable contains the RestoreRequest ID, which will be used in the next step for tracking the restore. Now that the restore has begun, let's track it. To get the restore status, we will use the Get Azure SQL Database Operation command. You will need to specify the server name of the database you are restoring to. And for the operation GUID, you use the RestoreRequest ID stored in the RestoreRequest variable we created earlier. By using the state and percentage complete fields, you can see the status of your restore. As you can see, in this example, my restore has already completed. If you would like to learn more about the Azure SQL Database Backup and Restore capabilities, please visit the Azure SQL Database Backup Restore page on MSDN. Thanks for watching.